es el México Week in Review Radio Report para la semana 23 de febrero 204.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
Ahora, Philip Wheaton.
Mexico's government hopes to expand an indigenous rights law that failed to settle conflicts over the issue. The chief indigenous affairs official for President Vicente Fox said. Xochitl Galvez, commissioner of indigenous affairs, said that the government plans to start talks with members of Congress to expand the constitutional amendments approved in 2001. In the second part of 2005, there could be something agreed upon, she said, in a telephone interview with the Associated Press on February 18th. The earlier indigenous rights measure, which grew out of the 1995 San Andres Peace Accords between the Zapatista Army for National Liberation and the government, was the first bill Fox submitted to Congress after he took office in December 2000. Zapatistas campaigned for the measure but then broke off all contacts with federal officials when Congress modified the bill to reduce the local control of indigenous communities over politics, laws, and resources. Although everything seemed to indicate that the 532 victims of forced disappearance from Mexico's dirty war against dissidents between the 1960s and early 1980s were killed, their families believed they might still be alive, a hope that was fed by the arrest of a former intelligence chief. The arrested police chief should, according to Rosario Ibarra y Piedra, speak and say where our children are. And they should be returned alive, just as they were when they were taken away. She is the head of the human rights group Eureka, which represents the families of people who were arrested and never heard again, according to the International Press Service on February 19th. Miguel Nasser, former director of the now defunct Federal Security Agency in the 1970s and 80s, was arrested late Wednesday. He was the first former security chief in Mexican history to be arrested in connection with past atrocities committed against dissidents. Nasser was first imprisoned in a penitentiary in the southern state of Nuevo León Thursday. Is charged with kidnapping Ibarra's son, Jesus Piedra Ibarra, who was arrested in 1975 at the age of 21 for his alleged links to leftist insurgent groups. President Vicente Fox, a firm opponent of capital punishment, said he will ask Congress to strip from the Constitution a provision allowing military courts to impose the death penalty. Fox said he was proposing the change at the initiative of the military, the only institution that hands down the death sentence. We will soon send to Congress an initiative to eliminate from our Constitution the application of the death penalty in our country, Fox said at a presentation reported by Reuters on February 17th. While Mexico vigorously opposes the death penalty on the world stage, its own military continues to apply it, although no one has been put to death officially in the last four decades. Mexico and the United States agreed to tighten security along their border and start sending illegal immigrants caught sneaking across the frontier back home by bus or plane. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge and Mexican Interior Minister Santiago Creel signed an accord to step up cooperation on security on the border, seen by some as the soft underbelly for the U.S. war on terror. The agreement includes a controversial plan to start repatriating illegals to their hometowns rather than simply dumping them on the Mexican side of the border. The two countries have not yet worked out the details of the repatriation plan, a touchy issue for Mexicans sensitive to any sign of U.S. interference in their internal affairs. Ridge told a news conference reported by Reuters on February 20th, "Together we need to reinforce security and orderly repatriation of migrants to their places of origin." Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.